What about the piece of furniture for the bedroom that has drawers?
Well, there's a chest of drawers, and there's a dresser, and a washstand.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Well, there's a vast difference. Chest of drawers is another thing in the world, but just a chest of drawers. And I would call it, what we would call a dresser years ago, you call it a vanity or dresser, either one you want to, where the gal sit down in front of it and trip up and let a regular seat to go in front of it, all that kind of stuff.
What about an old-fashioned piece that was pretty tall that you could hang clothes in? It also had
a chiffarode. I haven't seen one in years either.
A number of people still have them. I didn't know they did.
Well, if you do, I haven't seen them advertised for a long, long time.
What do you call them?
Sash.
The part inside the window.
Hmm?
This one here.
Oh, you mean one goes up and down?
Right.
Some people, the proper name for it is a darn shade. Some people call it a curtain or a shade, either one you want to. Curtain cuts off the view. If it's a shade, keeps the sun from shining directly on you. If the sun happens to be coming in at the window in the mornings or something like that. Instead of using, I don't care for drapes in the bedroom. I like them in the living room and dining room. Otherwise, I don't care for them.
What about the little room in your bedroom for hanging up clothes?
Closet.
Have you ever heard or had a piece of furniture that you call the closet that wasn't actually built in?
That was not built in?
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Years ago, are you asking for what I'm telling you? Years ago, we had what we would call a privy or an outhouse. That was called a closet also. Mm-hmm. But you mean furniture in the bedroom?
Right. Something would be, you could open up and hang clothes in it, but it was actually a piece of furniture instead of built in the wall.
Well, chiffon robe.
Chiffon robe, but you'd never call that.
Hmm?
You wouldn't call a chiffon robe a closet.
No, I would not. I think a closet is a stationary.
Mm-hmm. What about the space on top of the house, under the roof?
Under the roof? You mean attic?
Yeah. Would it make any difference whether you finished that or just had it the open rafters? It's probably something else one way
or another. Oh, well, it makes a vast difference in the coolness of your house and the warmth of your house, too, because in the wintertime, you got a high, or if you didn't have an attic there, your ceiling would make you part in the ceiling. You'd have the attic, period. But if you didn't have the ceiling, is what I meant, all the heat is going up into the attic. So this heat rises in there.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the type of kitchen that's separate from the house, or is...
Mm-hmm. I was raised in one.
Do you still call it the kitchen, or do you have a different name for it?
No, yes, at that time we did. We called it the kitchen, and we called it the dining room also, because that's really what it was, kitchen and dining room combined, and there was a walkway probably 25 feet from the house to that, and that's where you ate your meals out too, and you still can't eat them. That was did for more purposes than one, though. Fire protection for one, and then a lot of times cooking with fish, or especially my type of family, we like highly seasoned foods and things of that order, and those odors that keep the odors out of your house. That was, but I think the primary reason was for fire. I believe it.